From WGCU News, I'm Richard Chinqui. What you're about to hear is a compilation of our news team's 2018 National Murrow Award-winning breaking news coverage called Hurricane Irma Hits Southwest Florida.
From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A mandatory evacuation order has been issued for portions of Sarasota County, including low-lying areas, barrier islands, and mobile homes. That includes Longboat Key.
The hurricane watch has been upgraded to a hurricane warning for coastal Charlotte, coastal Lee, coastal Sarasota, DeSoto, Hardy, Highlands, inland Charlotte, inland Lee, inland Manatee, and inland Sarasota.
Local emergency managers just completed a news conference at the Lee County Emergency Operations Center just moments ago with the latest on preparations for Hurricane Irma. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there.
The Lee County manager, Roger Desjarlais, said this storm is unprecedented, and he said to expect a lot of property damage in Lee County when this is over, and he said...
WGCU's Rachel Iacovone is in the Collier County Emergency Operations Center, where authorities are monitoring the storm. She spoke with WGCU's Julie Glenn just moments ago.
So, Rachel, what's happening where you are?
So right now, it's a pretty fluid situation. They're trying to figure out where to open some new shelters. There was a list of six or seven that have just been canceled as of 30 seconds ago. The storm surge predictions were off, so they're thinking that I'm at the EOC in Collier, and it's right next to Laley Elementary School, which is supposed to be a shelter. And you can see the line of cars from here, and people are being turned away, and they have to turn around and find another shelter, but many are at capacity.
From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. As Hurricane Irma gets closer to Florida, a press conference was held at the Lee County Emergency Operations Center this morning. County Manager Roger Desjarlais opened the press conference by expressing the magnitude of this hurricane.
This storm is unprecedented. There's going to be a lot of property damage in Lee County when this thing is over.
Desjarlais says that Lee County has
the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's website says if you are hunkered down in your home during a hurricane, make sure to do the following. Take refuge in a small interior room, closet, or hallway on the lowest level during the storm. Put as many walls between you and the outside as you can. Maybe cover yourself with cushions or pillows. Stay away from
windows. The Collier County Emergency Operations Center says the shelter at Temple Shalom in Naples has reached capacity as of 5 minutes ago. There's a nearby shelter at Gulf Coast High School in North Naples that is open. The school has another 450 seats available in its auditorium. Since they are literal seats, the county advises those going to Gulf Coast High to leave behind the cots.
Crews are shutting down their work around South Florida, and FPL's Juliet Rulock says that it's getting too dangerous for repairs.
Continues to worsen. We're not going to be able to have our crews out there. We need to get them to safety so they can be rested and available to immediately respond post-storm.
FPL says crews won't be able to restore power in any area that has winds above 35 miles per hour. Lee County residents were still evacuating their homes early this morning and finding safety from Hurricane Irma in local shelters. Douglas Lopez Perez, originally from Guatemala, evacuated his home in Bonita Springs to the Germain Arena in Estero.
Como vemos pues que ya se nos acerca la tormenta grande y solo Dios con nosotros.
He says that the major storm is getting close enough now that only God is with us. This has been continuing coverage during Hurricane Irma from WGCU.
This is WGCU News. I'm Julie Glenn.
We have confirmed tropical storm force winds in Collier County, and we will be with you now nonstop on the air with additional support from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, which will bring us the latest information on the storm's movements from their teams of meteorologists. We have reporters stationed at the Collier and Lee County Emergency Operations Centers. They've been there since yesterday. First, let's check in with WGCU's Rachel Iacovone, who is in Collier County. Rachel, what's it like right now?
Hi, Julie. I'm looking out the window right now at the Collier Emergency Operations Center, and the palm trees are bending. The wind is picking up, and the rain is like bullets. They're advising us not to go outside. Some of the TV reporters have been stepping out for live shots, and that is no longer an option.
No longer an option because that wind is really whipping up, and it's kind of unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely. There are projectiles. There's palm fronds flying everywhere. It's just not safe anymore.
Have they given you any indication as to how fast these winds are blowing at this point?
Yeah, some of the staff members have been saying that they are registering at 115 miles per hour now here.
115 miles per hour. Okay, and you were able to capture some sound so we can hear what that sounds like. Let's have a listen to that now.
Thank you.
How does that feel when you're hearing that?
Well, it's just crazy because we're all locked in this media room, and, you know, we're all pressed against these windows, and then the sound began. And that was 2 hours ago, just when it was the tropical storm force wind. So right now, it's even louder.
You know, at this time, everybody should have been evacuated by now, either at a shelter or hunkered down in their homes. So we want to make sure that they're staying off the road to see if you can start the vehicle. And if not, it's probably at a loss.
Probably make sure it's completely dried out before you try to fire it up and see what happens.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, AAA's Monterey Waiters. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
No, thank you. Stay safe.
Now let's go to WGCU's Jessica Mazaros, who talked with our chief engineer about the status of our Marco Island transmitter, where there are many without power, possibly relying on our broadcast for updates.
From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. I'm here with WGCU's chief engineer, Kevin Trueblood. He has some important information regarding our transmitter on Marco Island, which is 91.7 FM. Hey, Kevin, what's going on in light of Hurricane Irma's approach to Southwest Florida?
Well, we're seeing some of that storm surge really impacting southern Collier County, and in particular, looking south.
If you have questions that you would like to ask of the Florida Emergency Information Line, that number is 1-800-342-3557. That is a statewide emergency hotline. If you have questions that you would like to get answers to, that number once again is 800-342-3557. Again, a reminder, EMS and emergency responders are not going out on the road right now. So if you do have an emergency, 911 lines are open, but you will be put in a queue, which will be responded to when emergency workers are able to get back out on the road. Although 911 operators are highly trained and able to help advise through emergencies that you may be experiencing when help is unable to get to you. This has been continuing coverage during Hurricane Irma from WGCU. We encourage you to share with us your photos or videos on social media, on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU. You can also find links to your county's Emergency Operations Center website by checking WGCUnews.org. Those county Emergency Operations Center websites will have the very latest direct from your county. Stay tuned to WGCU as we are here providing continuous coverage throughout the storm. Let's check back in. Now we are going to take things to Rachel Iacovone, who is down in Collier County, where we are told that the eye is currently about to pass. Rachel, can you feel anything different?
Hey, Julie. Yeah, so right now I'm looking at the parking lot filled with water and trees are falling everywhere, but things are actually slowing down a little bit. As you're saying, the eye is approaching and you can tell. We just went through the eye wall, which was like the strongest band that we have had yet. And now the palm trees are not bending as much and there's not any fronds falling over. The pines already fallen, most of them.
And where you're at is the Lely Resort area, correct?
Yes, so this place had been evacuated because of the flood risk. Right now I'm looking at probably 6 inches of water in the lot, and we have this pond that's formed, and right now I'm watching the water collect. It is drying up, and it seems like the sun is coming up, so we are coming to the eye right now.
Oh, the eye is passing right now.
Yep.
How weird is it to see sun coming through after such a violent storm like that? Does it give you a better view of what's happened outside?
Yeah, the windows are starting to fog up because we're getting some of that heat. Like I said, it's been kind of cold. And so this kind of a pressure change, a temperature change I'm seeing right now, and a, definitely a brightness change. We were all talking about how it's been odd all day, how bright it's been despite all the wind and the rain. But now as we've gotten into the center of the hurricane and more of that, you know, eye wall, it's been dark. It's been like we have been inside a tornado for a while now. And here it is suddenly brightened up. It's like a light gray outside, and you would think we're in a spring storm.
Like a summer storm just went through. It's kind of like you forgot what Florida sunshine was during all of that.
Right.
Well, it's been really interesting talking with you, Rachel. I really appreciate the first-person update on what it feels like when that eye goes over. Thank you so much for that report, and we will continue to get reports from you.
Again, you're listening to WGCU with continuous coverage of Hurricane Irma, and with reporters stationed in both Lee and Collier County's Emergency Operations Centers and our team here at the station on FGCU campus, we are working with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network to bring you the latest on this storm. And at this point, I would like to go to Colorado, which may sound odd, but that is where we find Wayne Saladay, who is a 30-plus year veteran of emergency management services here in Southwest Florida, very familiar with hurricanes. The last one he saw was Hurricane Charlie, who we all remember, although he is very small by comparison to Hurricane Irma. Wayne, thank you for coming back on the show. Are you looking at the radar right now? Are you seeing where that eye is?
I am.
It seems to have passed right. Marco.
Right. It's on. It's coming into Naples. The first, the north edge of the eye, of the inner eye wall, is coming over Naples and continuing on a northerly track.
So at this point, we have people in Marco Island who have no power. Are they in the eye right now, or are they experiencing the second side?
No, it has passed them. They are out of the eye, and the eye is now right up near Naples. The eye is over 20 miles wide, and of course, Marco's 20 miles south of Naples. So, yeah, they're just coming out of the eye.
Listening to continuing coverage of Hurricane Irma as the storm moves up through southwest Florida. Currently, the eye is moving past southern Lee County. Next on her track northward is Irma hitting Charlotte County, but with a bit less of a wallop thanks to a degrading center, now a Category 2, as we just heard. Joining us now from Charlotte County Emergency Management Center is the Charlotte County Emergency Management Coordinator, Patrick Fuller. So what is your current plan up in Charlotte County? Now you seem to be looking at a bit of a different storm than we expected earlier in the day.
Yes, the 5 o'clock advisory from National Hurricane Center was actually far improved from what we've been seeing the last 48 hours.
And we're going to continue to work 24-7 around the clock to get the job done to make sure Lee County's up and running again as soon as possible.
Thank you for all you're doing and all your department's doing to help keep us safe.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.
That was Lee County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant James Drismala speaking with WGCU's John Davis this afternoon. As massive Hurricane Irma batters Florida on a path up the Gulf Coast, Governor Rick Scott today advised residents against rushing out once the storm appears.
And finally, if the eye of the storm passes over your area, there will be a short period of calm. But at the other side of the eye, the wind speed rapidly increases to hurricane force winds coming from the opposite direction. And just a reminder that we will have an update from WGCU's Quincy Walters soon coming up here. He's at the Lee County Emergency Operations
Center.
Tell us
where you've been today. What are you seeing?
Right now, I'm standing in right on the outskirts of the parking lot of the Germain Arena in Estero, and in the grass where some cars were parked because the parking lot was so full they had to park here in the grass. And two trees toppled over three cars here. It doesn't look like a significant damage to the cars, but they are on top of them and probably trapping them under there. There's significant flooding. Myself, I had to park out in the front of probably half a mile out in front of the Germain Arena, and then with my rain boots wade through water and talk to people whose cars were getting stuck as they were trying to leave here. Everyone is seems to be happy to be getting out, but they are having they're struggling to get back home and trying to figure out how what they should do next.